We are the only ethnic group and religious group in the United States to build on public land. And we're very fortunate that the Lord shined upon us in the midst of this great disaster, this dark moment in the history of our nation, that our church will be literally the light on the hill at Ground Zero.
Welcome to another edition of Come Receive the Light from the Orthodox Christian Network. I'm Mike Trout, and our special guest today is going to bring you some details about a number of upcoming activities within the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese, and there will be a number of dates you'll want to make note of. We'll make that easy for you. We'll have those dates on our website at myocn.net. Our host today is Father Christopher Metropoulos, the founder of this ministry and the president of Hellenic College and Holy Cross Orthodox School of Theology in Brookline, Massachusetts.
It's our great pleasure today to have Father Alexander Karloutsis with us. He is the assistant to the Archbishop for Public Affairs and represents the Department of Affairs of the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese, which is an outreach arm to the White House, the Congress, city officials, and the state. He has many duties and has done numerous things within the Archdiocese, was the founder, one of the founders and the leader of Leadership 100, brought it to where it is today. The Faith Endowment, he was assigned to that and brought that up as well. He is currently the spiritual advisor of the Order of St. Andrew, the Archons of the Ecumenical Patriarchate, and therefore interfaces with the Ecumenical Patriarch and issues around the world. Father Alex, it's great to have you on the program today.
Well, it's a blessing for me to join you, Father Chris. OCN has done a great job getting the voice of Orthodoxy out in the world, and I admire you as a brother and as a friend, and so whenever you call, I'll be there.
Thank you, Father. Thank you. Let's talk initially about the current projects that the Archdiocese is involved with, the Greek Orthodox community within the government and the church itself.
Well, it's a varied things that I do, but since you're asking, one of them, of course, was the St. Nicholas at Ground Zero when it was destroyed. The Archbishop assigned me the responsibility to make sure that politically we did not have a problem. I was the one who basically led the charge to make sure that we could rebuild. Originally, it was going to be on the old site of 155 Cedar, but became apparent that the best site would be 130 Liberty, and that's where it is today. We're rebuilding. There was some political problems with that. We did manage to go through it, and then, of course, I've been assigned the responsibility of raising the funds for it, so it's about $50 million. The other thing I'm involved with on behalf of the Ecumenical Patriarchate and the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese is we're doing a religious freedom conference as we like to do. We've done them in Europe, but we're doing it now in Washington, D.C. in December with the Order of St. Andrew the Apostle, and that is on the Christianity disappearing from the Holy Lands and from the Middle East. And that's a follow-up on what the Order of St. Andrew and I did with 60 Minutes, which did a program on the Ecumenical Patriarchate, on Patriarch Bartholomew himself, the Coptic Church. We were the ones that actually asked 60 Minutes to address that problem. And then also on the State of Israel and the other forces around there in which Christianity was disappearing from the Holy Land. So that's a follow-up on that. We are involved with the Patriarch Athenagoras Human Rights Award, which will be coming up. We're in support of the refugees, and we're honoring the fishermen and Yaya, the people of the Greek islands, and what they're doing for the refugees. We're doing that with the Church of Greece. We've initiated a program to try to get religious pilgrimages, and so we're working with Pilgrimage Greece, which normally takes our brothers and sisters in the Protestant community of the Holy Land. We want them to go to Greece and to follow the footsteps of St. Paul. I know that you know a good friend of mine, and I hope you interviewed him, Hank, the Bible Answer Man, Hanegraaff.
Yes, we have.
I'm looking forward to working with Hank and a few others. I want to be able to bring the evangelical or those who are coming towards Orthodoxy because they want to go back to the historical truth of the original church. So we're working on a conference with Hank. All of these things have consequence in regards to our Greek Orthodox community, and that's some of the programs that I'm working on that I'm really excited about at this time.
Well, I have to pick my jaw off the floor because of all the things that you're involved in. I truly admire the fact that you can juggle all those balls at the same time. I want to pick off just a few of them and talk about them because you are, and I'm not just blowing smoke here, you are a doer. You say what you're going to do, and you do it. Let's talk about St. Nicholas. This is a church. It is the only church, to my recollection, that was destroyed when the Twin Towers came down. Is that correct?
Yes, it was the only church. There were others that were damaged, but ours was completely pulverized,
okay. And
it was driven to the ground. Very few things remained of sacred objects within the church. There were, at that time, Governor Pataki and Mayor Giuliani were supportive, and we started the process of rebuilding. Michael J. Harris, the Archbishop, Michael J. Harris of blessed memory, and Emmanuel Demas of blessed memory. Mm-hmm. The Archbishop and I met with Governor Pataki. We got a commitment of rebuilding at Ground Zero, and things moved very positively. Then we had a few roadblocks. We reached out, and I have to say honestly, to some in the religious leaders in the community. They did not come forward to support us, which I think some felt it was a disappointment. But I felt that we had to proceed what we were doing with our own lay people, who took a great charge in that. And we worked with the respective governors, but above all, when it came to it, it was Andrew Cuomo. And I must say that Andrew Cuomo, who was born on December the 6th, St. Nicholas feast day, and he was very proud of that, made that strong decision on behalf of the Greek Orthodox Church to be rebuilt. And we were very blessed with a person named Steve Plate, who's the master builder of the Port Authority, and his wife Nancy, both devout Roman Catholics, and Pat Foy, who's now the Port Authority Executive Director. They've given us the kind of leverage necessary to build the church, and we are the only, and I repeat this, the only ethnic group and religious group in the United States to build on public land. Yes, we will, once we're done completing the building, it will be totally our own. And we're very fortunate that the Lord shined upon us in the midst of this great disaster, this dark moment in the history of our nation, that our church will be literally the light on the hill at Ground Zero.
It's going to be magnificent. I've been there several times and taken tours as it's progressed. Do you have any indication about when this will be completed? It will be consecrated, I imagine, at some time after that.
Yeah, we hope to be completed in October of 2018 because of its unique design. For example, the exterior wall, everything is marble, as you know, by the Calatrava design. In the beginning, they were using the Vermont marble, and myself and the Archbishop, but something that I was really adamant about. We have now, we're using the marble from the Parthenon, the Pendelikon marble, which means, as Calatrava calls it, that the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Shrine will be the Parthenon of Orthodoxy in the United States, where the church is located is the highest level at Ground Zero, so it's really the Acropolis as well. So the St. Nicholas is an extraordinary opportunity for us to communicate the faith. And if you look at what's going on at St. Nicholas, where it's located now, something that I worked on with the first responders, I don't know if you're familiar with the Green Beret and the Navy SEALs, when as soon as the attack occurred, you remember the president at Ground Zero, the Archbishop and I was there,
yes.
Where he said, "We are the hope. I hear you. The world hears you, and soon those guys that bombed America will hear you."
Mm-hmm.
And they sent in the first responders to Afghanistan. Through my efforts, the Church of the Arch, through the Archbishop, we have now the responders statue is right where the old St. Nicholas was. The same location of the old St. Nicholas is where they put the responder statue, and they honored the Archbishop by having him give the invocation and the benediction at the dedication of that statue. Now you saw in the news or heard it or read it that the Anne Frank, that the tree that she was looking at as a little girl stuck up in the attic trying to save her life, that tree, which was taken from the tree that she was looking at, a branch, and then they're blossoming it, it's right outside of the door of the church. So again, when you're talking about Holocaust, persecution, the darkest moments, it radiates around St. Nicholas. And now we're talking about the ionosphere. There was a sphere that was at the Port Authority right in front, the big globe, and that was put away further away from Ground Zero through the efforts of the church, working with the Port Authority, Mr. Steve Plate. They're bringing back the sphere, and that will also be up there on Liberty Park. So it's coming together in a great way, and we are the healing agent for this to happen.
And I do have to say the monument that you said, or the, I don't know if monument is the correct, but the first responders that did go in, it shows a Navy SEAL, I believe it is, on a horse going into, and that was the way in which the SEALs had to enter Afghanistan to do the work that they did.
Well, that was actually the Green Beret. That's a Green Beret.
Okay, very good.
But you are exactly right. When they went into Afghanistan, they went into Afghanistan, as did Alexander the Great, on horseback.
That's right.
And he beat him. So that's what we learned from Alexander.
Jeez, I mean, it sounds like an incredible, it's weaving all together, and I can't believe anything that is just the hand of God working through it all.
It is, and I can tell you something. It's all Orthodox that have been following this. When we finally got the approval from the state, the next day a steel beam came with an Orthodox cross on a steel beam and wrote St. Nicholas Orthodox Church. The cross that was chiseled into that beam was a Slavic cross. So it came from Pennsylvania, Carpatho-Russian, Russian, Serbian, Bulgarian, and they were celebrating the fact that Orthodoxy will be enshrined at Ground Zero in this magnificent Church of St. Nicholas.
Father, time doesn't commit me to go through all the things that we're talking about, but I would like to zero in on into one other part of it.
Sure.
We hear about Christian persecution somewhat. We don't hear about it, in my opinion, as much as we should. And I have been privileged to be with you at many of the events that the Archdiocese and the Ecumenical Patriarchate has done dealing with religious freedom along with the Archons. So I'd like you to go into a little more depth, if you would, finally, about this event that's going to take place in December in our nation's capital.
Yes, what we're doing is we're bringing all of the Christian community, not just simply the Orthodox, but we're Catholics and the Protestants, and other religious persuasions, the Assyro-Chaldeans, which is very, very painful because, as you know, the Assyrians or the Assyro-Chaldeans, the Armenians, our brothers and sisters in that, and the Greek Orthodox suffered one of the three genocides. All three of them went through a genocidal experience under the Ottoman Empire. Well, it still continues in oftentimes non-Christian lands. Saudi Arabia, which is one of the leading supporters of America or the values that we're trying to preach, one of the great allies, does not have a Christian church. And through their own political ideology of Wahhabism, they are out there constantly persecuting the Christians throughout the world, as are other strongly nationalist, fundamentalist communities. Mm-hmm. And we have a responsibility to speak up about it, and we constantly try to... We want to live in peace. We know, of course, for the Orthodox lived in Ottoman lands amongst our Muslim brothers and sisters, sometimes peacefully, sometimes not. But whenever it was peacefully, we were second-class citizens. So second-class citizens keep their head on because they paid a head tax, and they allowed their children to be taken as janissaries. But thank God for America, God bless America, Western civilization. We can all be brothers and sisters of equal status, and no one is discriminated against. No one should discriminate against a Muslim or a Buddhist or a Sikh, but all of us have a responsibility to speak up when persecution occurs. Because Christianity is so much revered in the West, it's hard for us to comprehend that because you're a Christian, you can be attacked and mistreated and killed. But unfortunately, that does occur, and we as Christians have a responsibility to speak up for our brothers and sisters. One of the great prayers of Basil the Great is the captives, and if we listen to our liturgy, we say to remember the captives and their salvation. Let us pray. The captives they're talking about there are Christian captives.
Mm-hmm.
But all captives should have a sense of hope.
Absolutely.
But specifically, we as Christians have to be very much aware of what's going on wherever they are, in Israel, in Palestine, any kinds of lands. We should not be suffering the persecution of Christians as it's going on globally, and we have to speak out for them.
Is this going to be open to the public, or is this a private event?
No, it's going to be open to the public, and
okay.
We are doing it. We're working very much in concert with the Congress and the State Department.
Mm-hmm.
We've had the United States Council for Religious International Freedom, so we're working with everybody. It should be a wonderful conference, and we're bringing in the voices that cannot be heard in this country
mm-hmm.
because
right.
of the distance. And because of not given the opportunity. But these voices will be heard. And that's what we should do, give voice to the voiceless. And we should give comfort to the oppressed. So we appreciate the opportunity for you raising the issue. But we were going to stand steadfast with our brothers
and
sisters.
Very good. Very good. Well, Father Alex, we wish you God's blessings in all you do. We thank you for your tremendous service to the church. And we very much look forward to seeing the day when St. Nicholas will open its doors and be consecrated, and when we can join you with other Christians throughout the world that will gather in Washington, D.C. for this incredible conference.
Well,
thank you, Father
Alex. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, my friend. Bye-bye.
For more information on the Human Rights Award Service plan for October in New York and the Religious Freedom Conference in Washington, D.C. in December, and updates on the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Church and National Shrine progress, we'll have links on the website at myocn.net associated with this broadcast. There's always a description of the program. And you'll find embedded in that information these details. Again, that's myocn.net. You're probably already there. And select the Listen button at the top of the homepage, and then Come Receive the Light. I'm Mike Trout. Thanks for joining us today. Our host is Father Christopher Metropoulos. We'll be back next time with another edition of Come Receive the Light. In the meantime, remember to always have faith in what you listen to.